Uncle Hoppy came from London with greetings from his wife, who was not strong enough for the trip. There were friends from WEC headquarters, co-workers from the refugee camps, and, of course, Corrie's mother and my brothers and sisters and their families. For me, there were missing faces. Antonin, the medical student in Czechoslovakia, Jamil and Nikola in Yugoslavia, Janos and Professor B. It was dark before we could tear ourselves away from so many friends and recollections. For the honeymoon, we had borrowed Carl de Graaf's house trailer. We had talked romantically about driving to France, but setting out, we realized suddenly how tired we were. Corrie from her final examinations just ended, I from the work in the refugee camps, where I had spent most of my time since our engagement. A few miles from Alkmaar, we came to a restaurant in that rarity in Holland, a grove of trees. We parked beneath them and went in for coffee. And so cordial were the owner and his wife, so insistent that the trailer was no trouble, that's as far as we got. We pulled the trailer a little deeper under the trees and spent our honeymoon right there. The dark and dank little room above the shed wasn't dark or dank at all. How could I ever have thought so? With Corrie, sunshine and warmth came into the place and made it home. So we didn't have a kitchen. So there was no plumbing in our home. So the roof did leak a bit here and there, and never two nights in the same place. What did it matter as long as we were together? The only problem of any size was the clothing bundles. I had talked in churches all over Holland about the need for clothes in the refugee camps, and suggested my address as a place where things might be sent. I never dreamed how much would come. It came by mail, by train, by truck, load after load deposited in the tiny front yard in Witte. 8 tons were delivered that first year, and the problem of storage was acute. Marcia was married now and living with her husband's family, but Arya and Geltje had a second child, and Cornelius and his new wife were living in the loft. There was no place for the clothes but our own room. Corrie and I had literally to scramble over bales of clothing each time we went in or out our door. The worst of it was that so much of it came unwashed. We would scrub the dirtiest things in a tub in the backyard and brush and spray the rest, but our room was never without fleas. Transporting such a quantity of stuff was another problem. I packed the car as full as I could each time I left for the camps, but for all its advantages, the Volkswagen made an unsatisfactory truck. I was eager to go again, this time with Corrie at my side. I wanted her to see the camps for herself, not only so that she could meet these people for whom she was washing and packing so constantly, but because I knew what a nurse could mean in places like those. And so, that fall, we piled the back seat to the roof with sweaters and coats and shoes and set out for the camps in West Berlin.